2014年，北京市高级中等学校招生考试，英语听力考试，现在开始。听力试题共三道大题，请同学们打开英语试卷第一页。请看，听力理解第一道大题，请同学们做好答题准备。一，听对话，从下面各题所给的 A、B、C 三幅图片中，选择与对话内容相符的图片。每段对话你将听两遍。
Number one, Jack, did you buy anything yesterday?
Yes.I bought a football.
Jack, did you buy anything yesterday?
Yes, I bought a football.
Number two. Tim, what time is it?
It's 2 o'clock.
Tim,What time is it?
It's 2 o'clock. Number three. Mom, I can't find my bag.
Oh, it's on the sofa.
Mom, I can't find my bag.
Oh, it's on the sofa.
Number four. Would you like to go swimming with me?
Yes, I'd love to.
Would you like to go swimming with me?
Yes, I'd love to.
二，听对话或独白。根据对话或独白的内容，从下面各题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选择最佳选项。每段对话或独白你将听两遍。请听一段对话，完成第五至第六小题。
I'm really bored.Shall we go out somewhere tonight, Mom?
Sure. What do you want to do?
We could go and see a film.
Okay, then. But which film?
How about Frozen?
Good idea. What time does it start?
Let me check. 6:30. Oh, it's already 5. Let's go, Mom.
Okay.
I'm really bored. Shall we go out somewhere tonight, Mom?
Sure. What do you want to do?
We could go and see a film.
Okay, then. But which film?
How about Frozen?
Good idea. What time does it start?
Let me check. 6:30. Oh, it's already 5. Let's go, Mom.
Okay.
Please listen to a dialogue. Complete the 7th to the 8th question.
Alan.You're from England, and you're 11. So what does a girl of your age often do in your free time in England?
I like playing the piano.
How long have you played the piano?
Since I was about 8.
And what kind of level are you at now?
I just passed my grade 3.
Oh, congratulations. Is that hard?
Yeah.
I can imagine. So, how often do you practice the piano then?
Once a week.
Oh, and you enjoy it then?
Yeah.
Alan, you're from England and you're 11. So what does a girl of your age often do in your free time in England?
I like playing the piano.
How long have you played the piano?
Since I was about 8.
And what kind of level are you at now?
I just passed my grade 3.
Oh, congratulations. Is that hard?
Yeah.
I can imagine. So, how often do you practice the piano then?
Once a week.
Oh, and you enjoy it then?
Yeah.
请听一段对话，完成第九至第十小题。
Excuse me, I'm looking for a classroom. F205. Is it in Building F?
Yes, but it's not on the second floor. It's on the first floor.
Okay, thank you.
By the way, I haven't seen you around. Are you a new student?
Yes, I'm from China.
Wow, you don't seem to have much of an accent.
Well, I studied in America for 1 year.
That was quite an experience.
Yes, it was. I've got to catch a class, so I have to go, but thank you very much for your help. Excuse me, I'm looking for a classroom. F205. Is it in Building F?
Yes, but it's not on the second floor. It's on the first floor.
Okay, thank you.
By the way, I haven't seen you around. Are you a new student?
Yes, I'm from China.
Wow, you don't seem to have much of an accent.
Well, I studied in America for 1 year.
That was quite an experience.
Yes, it was. I've got to catch a class, so I have to go. But thank you very much for your help.
请听一段对话，完成第十一至第十三小题。
Take me to the 7th Street, please.
Okay. Good thing you caught me. I almost passed you.
Now, I'm headed for work.
What kind of work do you do, sir?
I'm a firefighter.
Wow, that's a great job.
It is a great job, but my family doesn't like it. They are worried about me. They hope I could change my job.
I can understand that. What would you like to do then?
I don't know. Maybe drive a taxi. I'd love to do what you do.
Really? Why?
I'd love to talk to new people every day.
Then a taxi driver is a perfect job for you. Oh, here we are.
Thanks for the ride. Take care. Take me to the 7th Street, please.
Okay. Good thing you caught me. I almost passed you.
Now, I'm headed for work.
What kind of work do you do, sir?
I'm a firefighter.
Wow, that's a great job.
It is a great job, but my family doesn't like it. They are worried about me. They hope I could change my job.
I can understand that. What would you like to do then?
I don't know. Maybe drive a taxi. I'd love to do what you do.
Really? Why?
I'd love to talk to new people every day.
Then a taxi driver is a perfect job for you. Oh, here we are.
Thanks for the ride. Take care.
Dear teachers, parents, and friends, it's my honor to speak to all of you today. 12 years ago, I was 6, and I remember my first day of school. My parents were here with their camera, taking pictures and wishing me well. I was excited with my new school. I have studied here in this school for 12 years. In some ways, not much has changed. Here I am today, and my parents are here again. But indeed, something has changed. 12 years ago, I was excited, but I had no idea what journey I was about to begin. I had no idea that after first grade, there would be second grade and third grade, and so on. I was just excited to be in the first grade. Today, I'm excited too. I know that I'm on the first day of my future life. I'm encouraged by the words of one of the greatest American scientists, Alan Kay. He said, "The greatest way to predict the future is to invent it." Some of us here today are wondering what our lives are going to be like. It's okay to wonder, but I think our future is not just something that happens to us. It's up to us to create. So, my dear friends, take every chance that comes your way. Take what you have learned in the past 12 years and put it to good use. Bring forward with you the lessons. They will be the working parts of your greatest invention, your life. Thank you. Dear teachers, parents, and friends, it's my honor to speak to all of you today. 12 years ago, I was 6, and I remember my first day of school. My parents were here with their camera, taking pictures and wishing me well. I was excited with my new school. I have studied here in this school for 12 years. In some ways, not much has changed. Here I am today, and my parents are here again. But indeed, something has changed. 12 years ago, I was excited, but I had no idea what journey I was about to begin. I had no idea that after first grade, there would be second grade and third grade, and so on. I was just excited to be in the first grade. Today, I'm excited too. I know that I'm on the first day of my future life. I'm encouraged by the words of one of the greatest American scientists, Alan Kay. He said, the greatest way to predict the future is to invent it. Some of us here today are wondering what our lives are going to be like. It's okay to wonder, but I think our future is not just something that happens to us. It's up to us to create. So, my dear friends, take every chance that comes your way. Take what you have learned in the past 12 years and put it to good use. Bring forward with you the lessons. They will be the working parts of your greatest invention, your life. Thank you.
三，听对话，记录关键信息。对话你将听两遍，请根据所听到的对话内容和提示词语，将所缺的关键信息填写在答题卡的相应位置上。
Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Yes. I'm looking for a one-bedroom flat. Do you have any?
Yes. We've got two now. One is on Bank Road. There is a fridge, a table, and two beds in it. It's very popular in this area because it's close to the city center.
Okay. How about the other one?
The other flat is a little bigger and on Park Street, up on the 10th floor. It has a kitchen and a bathroom.
Sounds good. Could you tell me the prices?
Well, the small flat is $800 a month, and the big one is $700 a month.
Okay.I need to think about it.
Of course. If you want to get back to me, give me a call. My telephone number is 510-236-7469.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Yes.I'm looking for a one-bedroom flat. Do you have any?
Yes, we've got two now. One is on Bank Road. There is a fridge, a table, and two beds in it. It's very popular in this area because it's close to the city center.
Okay, how about the other one?
The other flat is a little biggerAnd on Park Street, up on the 10th floor. It has a kitchen and a bathroom.
Sounds good. Could you tell me the prices?
Well, the small flat is $800 a month, and the big one is $700 a month.
Okay. I need to think about it.
Of course.If you want to get back to me, give me a call. My telephone number is 510-236-7469.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
2014年北京市高级中等学校招生考试英语听力考试到此结束，请同学们将答案填涂或书写在答题卡上，然后继续做其他试题。